Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello, hello, and good evening, and welcome, everyone. Wayne, I see you had to call in again.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. Something in the software from Blog Talk.
I don't know.
It's not even bringing up. It's not even bringing up the same queue as before. You know, it used to say dialing. You know, and this just comes up with the. Little on-air bubble, and that's it.
Huh.
Yeah, it's not even dialing in.
Huh. I'm going to write them right now as we're talking. So, welcome, Brian. I'm glad you – Brian's on the link, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on, man. I'll try – Yeah, he's on the link. So I'll try to get it figured out for you. I do apologize. Okay. Hey, we got a lot of new listeners this evening, man. Been busy – chatting with people all day long, and tonight we're doing sorry, I'm just not here, my head's like killing me. How we cope with our chronic pain disorders. Wayne, you have arthritis. Brian and myself have CRPS. So Wayne, if you want to start off first and let everyone know how you how you cope with it when it, you know, I guess pretty much from the start of finding out that we have that some kind of disorder all the way up until the present, pretty much. I mean, because when we first find out we have one of these disorders or arthritis or whatever the case may be, it's pretty devastating.
Yeah.
Because your whole world kind of stops, you know? So if you want to start off with it, since you're on the phone, feel free.
Yeah, it, you have to, you know, first kind of come to terms with it when they tell you. Mm-hmm. You know, when you find out that you have something, you know, to me it was like, okay, I have arthritis, it's degenerative. So, I mean, I'm a researcher. I went and got on it, and I found out everything I could about it. And, right. You know, what the doctor told me was true. It was going to get worse. It was not going to get better, you know. Mm-hmm. And what was kind of funny is I have a day where I'm just, you know, this was, you know, 8 years ago or so that, you know, I'm going, you know, the pain can't get any worse. And then the year down the line, you know, those days that I thought were the worst actually weren't that bad, mm-hmm. you know, because the pain had grown, you know, and when I started kind of reasoning this out, yeah, okay, what I think is really bad now,
mm-hmm.
in a year's time, it's not going to be as bad, you know, because I keep pushing the limits of the pain, you know, and you know, we can either, you know, take pain pills up the wazoo, which I really hate pain pills. I really, mm-hmm. really do. You know, I take my extra strength Tylenol.
Right.
You know, I have my pain pills for my really, really bad days.
Mm-hmm.
But I just use them for that. I'm just stubborn, you know. I want to have a clear head, and I don't really have a seriously clear head, you know, when I'm doing all the pain pills. So I have to trade one off for the other. But you learn to find ways of dealing with your day. You know, you can sit there and focus on exactly everything that is wrong. You know, you can just sit there and you're not really watching TV. You're not really doing anything. I think you're dealing with is how bad you hurt.
And right.
that's a natural thing. It's going to be normal that you do that, you know, but you have to start taking your mind off of it. There's so many different things that we can do in the course of a day that will actually take our mind away from I hurt to something else.
Right.
Me, I've got my Facebook. I've got my Disabled Americans for Change. Yeah, and there's so much that I can do. And actually, for me, helping, you know, people and talking to people that, you know, are disabled and are having problems, it takes my mind off of it, you know, because I have to focus on who can I call, you know, where can I go to help this person? And I'm not even focusing on what's wrong with me, you know. And I can get 2, 3, 4 hours down the line here, you know, and I get done, I get off the phones, and, you know, I'm going, you know, do I hurt? And I have to kind of move around a little bit before I go, oh, yeah, I still hurt. But I'm taking my mind off of it. You know, and there's so much that we could do. I mean, you kind of got me back into the music thing. You know, if I have a really bad day, I can get on YouTube and, you know, I can get my old music, you know, my acid rock music from the 60s and 70s. You know, and I can get those on my headphones and just forget about everything.
And, sure. Yeah.
You know, there are so many things that we can do. We just have to, you know, think of it and, you know, utilize it, you know, and recognize that, hey, I'm in a lot of pain, and now I have to go find something to get my mind off of it. You know, too many people, I think, want to run to pain pills. And, I mean, trust me, I understand that pain pills are, for people in the pain community, these are something that, you know, you can't do without, you know. I'm fortunate that, you know, I just have the arthritis, you know, it's degenerative osteoarthritis, but, you know, it's still, I have to deal with it because it's going to get worse, and it does, you know.
Right.
But there are so many different things that we can go pursue that, yes, okay, you know, I just took my pain pills and it still hurts. Okay, I can find something to take my mind off of it until those pills kick in, you know, and I feel better. We have all these options. We have to start using them.
Sure. Yeah, that's true. How about you, Brian?
Oh, well, you know, with me, it's just, you know, like you, I've got the CRPS, you know, and that's one of the things that, like a lot of the things that Wayne said, you know, one of my big things is I will just go outside. I'll find me a nice calm spot, you know, and I'll just sit out there and read a book, or I take the computer out there with me. And that's my biggest thing, is just trying to find something that keeps my mind going and not focusing on the pain as much.
Right.
Yeah. I understand at times, you know, no matter what you do, you're going to have problems with it. And it's just, you're not going to be able to completely, fully bend your mind around the pain. But at least being able to try to, you're still succeeding at it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I totally get it. You know, I remember back in 2013 when I found out that I had CRPS, which, I don't know. I could have had it longer than that. That's when I found out I had it. And that was due to minor shoulder surgery that ended up being a disaster. And that's how I ended up with CRPS. And I remember when I went to the doctor and got diagnosed with it, my hand was all swollen, purple, you know, different colors. Fingernails were like growing, like I was cutting them twice a week at one point because they would grow so fast. Well, twice a week in a 7-10 day period. You know, and I was very devastated, I'm like, what is this crap? You know? And the doctor right. told me a little bit. And we talked about it a little bit. And then I started researching it, like you talking about. And it's like, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. You know, in the meantime, I mean, I had the pain was pretty intense, but I just had shoulder surgery and that was all messed up. So, you know, I thought it was just a surgery. I didn't really realize it was the CRPS for, I don't know, a few weeks. And when I went to the doc, you know, the other doctor and got a second opinion, and he was telling me, and it's like my whole world changed, man. Can't do half or even a quarter of the things I used to be able to do. I got on better medication finally and able to walk better than I've been able to walk in the last 3 years. But, you know, the CRPS is spreading to the legs now. So there goes the walking that just started. I don't know. I do things to try to take my mind off of it. Like you, like today, I've been on the computer quite a bit today. It's really hurt me bad to do it, but it helps take, you know, it helps ease my mind. The pain's still there, but I don't think about it as much. And I think it's very important for all of us to be able to do, regardless of the disorder, is to be able to fight our way through it and make the best of the day that we have. I mean, it's like Wayne said about, you know, pain medication. Well, me and you have the nerve stimulators, and I'll tell you now, that does make a world of difference. But the bad thing is the CRPS can outgrow the stimulator. I mean, it's just the way it is. The leads are like for the pain pump, the same thing. Leads are put in certain spots to control the pain in that part of the body. Okay. The CRPS spreads, it travels, arthritis travels. You know, all the most of these things can travel. I mean, fibromyalgia is a lot like CRPS. So, you know, Lyme disease. I've got a lot of friends now that I've added that have Lyme disease, and that's terrible. Lyme disease is rough, and everyone just needs to find a way to work through the day. We've talked about this numerous times. Me and Wayne have. You know, coloring, puzzles, watching TV. Well, watching TV really doesn't help a whole lot. It helps some. It helps some, but not a whole lot. You know, there's a lot of different things we can do. Listen to music. Music is wonderful. And I'd say the best type of music to listen to for chronic pain, and that's Indian music, like nature, waterfalls, the flutes and the different instruments. That is the most relaxing music you can ever listen to. And you go on YouTube and there's hours. I mean, they have like 8 hour things at a time to listen to. So that really works well for me. It really does. Hey, I hate to change the subject real quick. Wait, have you looked all in your mail? Your like spam mail, different folders and all that. Yep. Have you looked at all of that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because it will go to that sometimes. They're trying to see what the problem is. So I just wanted to let you know I was in touch with them and find out. It's kind of strange because Brian's is working fine. And yours all of a sudden just quit going through. That's why I sent it to your Yahoo account today thinking, well, we'll try the other one because of the other night.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Are you using Gmail?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you look under the they got that that new tab there that's promotional, I think they call it, because that's where mine goes.
Yeah, it will go underneath
promotional.
Mine comes
right up on my main mail. You know, I've already started it, so yeah, I mean it always comes up, but you know, it takes me to the link. But now instead of saying that it's dialing in, it just does nothing after, you know, I sign in. So I just shut down and did a restart and see what.
Sometimes you have to refresh your browser. Sometimes the browser won't refresh properly, and sometimes you have to do that yourself. That might be what's going on. It could be what's going on, because they're saying, I mean, it's going. They looked. It's leaving my studio and going to your Gmail. So there's a problem somewhere in between. And I have Gmail. Brian has Gmail. Don't you? Don't you have Gmail now or no?
Yeah, that's what you send to is my Gmail.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. I know you changed emails, but I thought it was your Gmail. Yeah, I'm looking right here where it's been sent. I sent it to both your accounts. So
It could be a server side thing.
Yeah, we will get it. We will get it straightened out, Wayne. Trust me on that.
Yeah.
You know, we it's unfortunate, man. I do apologize.
All right.
Oh, I forgot. I'm completely lost, man. I'm sorry. I took my headache pills and I'm kind of like loony. I will mention this since you're on with me, Brian. in case you people do not know and realize that me and Brian have joined forces on this broadcast, our podcast. We're going to be changing the decal again. We're going to be adding, putting the fire out on, well, I think what we'll do, Brian, is putting the fire out is what we'll put on it. I think that would work out better on the side of it or something. You work it however you want to, but just for some of you that didn't know that that has taken place, it has. I forgot to mention this beginning of the show and I do apologize.
It's all right.
I'm just trying to get through this day, but you know, I want to, instead of just talking about, you know, people pretty much know how we can cope with our chronic pain disorders. There's numerous ways of coping. Everybody's different, and everything's going to work a little bit different for others. But
exactly.
One thing I do know that pretty much all of us can say or agree on is we let things get the best of us. And it's very easy to do with chronic pain. It's easy to get offended by something somebody says or something you see on TV or even on the internet. You can get very frustrated very fast. Sometimes, and it's kind of hard to explain this, but sometimes you don't really, when I say this, people go, you're crazy. Listen to what I'm going to say first before anybody thinks anything and starts shooting me nasty emails. There's times, I find this happening to myself, I'll be hurting and I can feel it and I know it's like really bad, but it's kind of like I kind of like zone out, I guess you could say. And somebody, just, even in my house, could say something, man, and I'll catch myself snapping at them. And it's like, okay, why did I just snap like that? You don't realize sometimes how bad you really are hurting at times. I mean, there's times that you can really hurt so bad that you only feel so, you know, like you only feel, I don't know, even know how to explain it, so much, and but yet you're on edge. I mean, your pain tolerance guts, your pain gets so high. It's very, very easy to set someone off in chronic pain. And I think we all know that, but I think the problem is we all need to try to understand that more for the other people. You know what I'm saying? For the people that get, say, if we snap and, you know, to somebody's comment or something, and we snap back kind of mean, it's not good. I mean, we need to better understand, in my mind. Did I lose both y'all?
No.
Oh, okay, you're there. Brian, did I lose you? I must have lost Brian. I don't know what happened. But you know what? You get what I'm saying, Wayne, about how that can happen. Your pain can get so high that you just, you know, that you're on edge. And the least little thing really just set you off in a no man's land, and you hurt people not meaning to.
nothing to do with being upset with somebody. you know, and, right. and you know, wanting to actually say something that's mean or hurtful. You know, it's sure. just you that you're not coping with the pain, you know, and that's something that people really need to have to take a look at, you know, they're going,
sure.
you know, this person probably is not having a good day.
Yeah,
exactly.
Brian, I see your back. It kicked you off. Sorry.
I got kicked off. It actually took me a couple of tries to get back in, but I got back on, so.
Sorry, they got this hi-fi thing and it's nice, but it's starting to get messed up. I'm thinking about switching over where everybody else is going to. I don't know. If they can't get this straightened out, I will switch. But you know, I will. I can do it for cheaper.
Right.
It's crazy. But it's not as good a service, though. It's really not, believe it or not. But what I was saying, and I don't know if it does it to you, Brian. I'm sure it does. I think it does it to probably all of us. I was talking about when it, and it's hard for me to explain it, but I think there's times our pain gets a lot higher than what we actually feel. I think our mind feels it more than what, you know, our body does, or we're acting, or I don't want to say acting like, because that's not the right term to use. We hurt a lot worse sometimes than we actually feel, believe it or not. As bad as we do hurt, I think there's times, because I was using an example, and I don't know if you heard it, because you got dropped there during that bit of the conversation. But somebody will say something, like even on Facebook, for instance, somebody will say something, and I've caught myself many times looking at it and just blasting them people. And I'm like, why did I just do that? Because I'd read it again. And I'm like, you know, it's just sometimes when you get to hurting so bad, man, it's just, you really just don't want to do anything, honestly. All sit right. somewhere yeah, and cry. I know.
Right. I know exactly what you mean. There's times that stuff, you know, my pain does get so bad, and before I realize it, you know, I'm flipping out on people here at home, or, you know, the kids will do something and it's just eating at me and driving me nuts, and, you know, and I kind of yell at them, and then it's like, why did I do that? You know? So yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. It's not pleasant. You know, we just try to do the best we can. Listen, I'm gonna mention this real quick because I'm looking at it right now. You know, well, we know her as Limey Lore, but Laura Ann, she's changed her name a couple times and got me all confused. But she's trying to do some things with people's GoFundMe for the Lyme community, because there's some people in really desperate, desperate need. Laura has not talked to me about, you know, saying any of this. I'm just taking it upon myself, because I see that there's a long list of people that really need some major help with medical treatment for Lyme disease. So I want to say this to the Lymies listening. I guess they call each other Lymies, which is fine with me. Thursday night, do not miss the show. Amber Rose is going to be on Thursday night talking about bee venom treatment. Wayne, I know you're excited about that one. You want to hear about the Lyme disease. But she will be on this Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, about Lyme disease. But we're going to talk about what all bee venom therapy is used for. It works wonders on MS, they say. So I really, really want to get this out this week. So I've already got the show. I think it's on my Facebook, I believe, Brian. You might want to look and see. Let's share that this week and get that out, because I really want people to understand, especially the Lyme community. That's what Amber uses hers for, is the Lyme disease. Mm-hmm. And it's very inexpensive, very inexpensive. Some of the Lyme treatment that I've talked to Laura about and some other people is ridiculous. Okay. I mean, it is outrageous. And, you know, we can't afford that kind of stuff. It's just, I mean, it's sad that we have to turn to GoFundMe or other people to give a dollar, just a dollar. You don't have to give 5, 10, 20, 40, give a dollar. And let's help this community. This community needs us to help them. And that's what we do our shows for, is to help one another. Right. So I'm just asking everyone to help pitch in, and let's help, you know, it's going to take a lot of people to help these people, but they are in some serious need of help right now. Many of them. And the same for CRPS and stuff, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, and it's sad that we have to take away from ourselves, and not just us three, I'm talking everybody, to help, because I don't even want to say this. I don't even want to touch this, but our government will not help those in need. And it's disgusting, and it really pisses me off. And I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel about it. And our veterans are right along with this. I mean, I'm not leaving anyone out. I'm including anyone and everyone with disabilities, sickness, cancer, you name it. We need help, and we can't get help. And it's very frustrating.
Right. So it is.
I wanted. It's very frustrating, you know, and I, you know, you guys know I've tried to pull the communities together, a lot of them, and we've gotten absolutely nowhere with them. The Lyme community was feuding and fighting really bad for a while, but seems to have settled down, hopefully. And hopefully they can understand that they need one another. We all need one another. And hopefully we can bring that to the community. I hope that's what I'm going to try to do. So, it's very hard to cope. Go ahead. Did you want to say something?
You know, I just wanted to step, you know, when he was talking about the GoFundMe and stuff, you know, when it comes to the GoFundMe, you know, and I say it a lot too, you know, when, if you just donate a dollar doesn't sound like a bunch of money, but if you get 40 people that donate $1 to one account, right, there's $40, you know, and I don't think people actually really fully understand that, you know, every dollar does add up. And that's what people need to stop and think about. You know, it's not about donating $10, $20, $30, you know, just that dollar that helps.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I really wish people would find another way of doing it besides GoFundMe, because GoFundMe takes like, what, 4% or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
And take a pretty good amount. And that's, you know, that's not good neither. But I mean, I understand they got to make money. That's how they stay in business. Right. Just, you know, it's taken away from people. And I don't think that's very cool. But, you know, one big thing with chronic pain, especially when you're in a situation like a lot of people are in, maybe the majority of people, when you have to sit and fight, like you was doing yourself today, I mean, you briefly talked and you told me what was going on today, that adds so much to our life, to our pain. It makes it worse. It aggravates us, which makes the pain worse. You know, there's a way to curb a lot of these issues. Would really help with the pain if we didn't have to fight and talk about it every day. It's unfortunate that we do. We have to. We have no other choice. But you know,
stress is one of the biggest things that will just take your pain and build it way up.
Sure.
You know, and people I don't think people realize that, you know.
Yeah. No, I don't think they do neither. I mean, I think they do to a point, but they don't realize just how bad it really is. I mean, how bad it could make it. It can make it. I don't know, Wayne. Does it do you that way? I know it does with, you know, the CRPS and Lyme and fibro. It does make us worse. I don't know how does it affect your pain as well when you get like upset over something, or you know, something's really eating at you? Does it make your pain worse or no?
Well, yeah, because you get tense. You know, when you tense everything up, I mean, you tense the joints too, you know. I mean, it puts a lot of pressure on the joints. So, yeah, if, you know, it's the more upset you get, the tenser you get. And, you know, it takes, you know, what you thought was, you know, some pretty bad pain, and you can turn it into real severe pain. And you're not helping yourself by getting upset. It's, you know, you're actually wasting your time, you know. When you think about what you got upset about, normally it's nothing that you should be worried about. It's normally quite trivial. You know, we get upset about some of the strangest things that, you know, if we quit doing that, then we will benefit from it. And, you know, we have to just start thinking what is in our best interest.
Right. And, well, I mean,
that we have to work with.
Sure. But I wasn't trying to put you on the spot or anything. I didn't know how it affected you, and I figured you had arthritis, and I wanted to know, and I wanted everyone else to know that yes, it can happen to a person that just has arthritis. I mean, it's anytime your body is in any kind of stress, you know, to me, it's going to make the pain worse. I mean, I don't really care what disorder it is. It's the pain's going to intensify when your body tenses up. If things don't work right, you know, muscles, joints, nerves, I mean, they're all affected.
Yep.
And, you know, the update on the red light therapy, I have not been able to go do that yet. Been trying to get to feeling a little better, but I think I am going to go try it in the morning and see how it works. Been meaning to do it. Today, this morning was not a good morning for me. I was up early and ended up going back to sleep and slept too late. I could have still went, but my wife went to work. So I think I'm going to try it in the morning. So maybe I'll update y'all tomorrow night on how that goes. I'm eager to try it and see how it works. And if that doesn't work, B venom therapy, it is. I will say that. I will do it too. I will try it. I definitely will. I've been saying it. I've been doing pretty good till this past week and a half, and I've hit a downward spiral. I just can't seem to pick back up from it. Better than I was, but then today I've had this headache all day long. It's just drove me insane. But the cluster headaches, I get those, man. Oh, God, them things hurt.
Yeah, those are nasty.
Yeah. The light hurts your eyes. Loud noise hurts your eyes. I mean, it hurts your head. It's like you just can't get away from it. But prescribed medicine for it, so I took that a little while ago. That's what I was telling you, Brian. I'll get sleepy here. I'm surprised I made it to 8:30 without yawning. Yeah, I was waiting. Usually 8:30, I'm yawning right on the spot.
Yeah. Say that, man. Start yawning.
Yeah, I get sleepy at 8:30, but I don't go to bed till 12 or 1. So go figure. Yeah, but yeah, you know, that's how we roll. I'm glad I don't have a time schedule to be up at a certain hour. I'd be in a world of trouble. You know, I want to see the chronic pain community continue to come together. I'm reaching out to a lot of people that I don't know and, you know, trying to be friends and trying to talk to different people. And if anyone's listening, okay, if anyone's listening with Lyme disease and you would like to be on our show to do Lyme disease, maybe once a week, let one of us know. Because I'm, you know, MS was on Thursday night. Steven's got some issues going on. I'm going to still try to do MS. I just got to find somebody with MS that wants to do the shows with us and wants to do them on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll do them every Thursday night like we were doing. MS, we can do we can do Tuesday nights or Monday nights. I can move the schedule around a little bit. So if anyone's listening and is interested in doing shows on Lyme disease, MS, even fibro, or even lupus for that matter, or POTS, there's about 145 more out there. If y'all can think of one and you're interested in doing a show, let us know. Let us know. And all we ask is that you do the shows with us on that night, the night, the week that we all agree on. And unfortunately, you don't get paid for it, but we don't get paid neither. So it's all volunteer,
exactly.
Free stuff, but we're here to help. So I wanted to throw that out there real quick. If one of you guys got something y'all want to go over with coping or whatever you have to say, feel free to say it.
Right. And don't one other thing that I would like to see is more people calling in to talk to us. You know, I mean, if we can get a little more people calling and talking to us, I think that would be great too, because then more people would see that we're trying to help.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, Brian, me and Wayne have talked about this numerous times. I know that we have a rather large audience. I can see how many people follow the show. I can see how many people listen to the recorded version after the show. The numbers are pretty decent. I would love to have a lot more because I know we're not reaching near as many people as we need to. But, yes, I would love for people to call in. You may remain anonymous. I don't ask who you are. I have a few people that call in from time to time, and I know their voices. So when right. they call, I know who they are. But all you have to do is not say your name. That's totally up to the individual. We do need to have more people because I feel like this. If we have more people calling into the show, that's going to get more people involved in a lot of ways. That's going to get people thinking and saying, okay, you know what? That person called in. Why can't I? Why can't I tune in to listen? Hey, listen, I'm not a professional, and I don't claim to be. I don't pretend to be a professional. I'm doing this, and well, I should say we are doing this to help one another. It's not a popularity contest to see who got more, who gets more listeners. I ain't into none of that. Okay. I don't even look at that. I do look to see, you know, people following the show and listening, and, you know, I've had more people today share my show than I've had since I started the show. And I want to thank every one of you that have shared my show or our show. I'm sorry, guys. I keep saying this, and I don't mean just mine. I'm not selfish like that, believe me, even though I just, you know, we are all here to help one another. And the only way we're going to be able to help one another is to reach people. And I would love to see people call in, a lot more people call in. But, you know, Brian, a lot of people are ashamed and embarrassed of their situation. And I've said this 1,000 times. So is Wayne. There's no need to be. You know, it's just like the show we did with International Pain Foundation about their song. You know, they said, well, it's only $1.98. Why should we have to pay $1.98 to listen to an awareness song? Why?
Right.
I want to know why. Why?
Yeah.
I'm not charging $1.98 to listen to my show. I won't put it on iTunes because people have to pay for it. That's why my show was not on iTunes. It's not. I won't put it on iTunes. I don't want no one to have to pay for my show. Now, if you want to be technical, everyone pays for it because they use power. They use internet, you know?
Right.
But, I mean, you're not paying for the show itself is what I'm saying. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm one of the few. I don't know how many out here that do it and don't get paid for it, but I know there's only a handful. And I will say that. And I know two of the bigger ones that receive good money. And I am not about that. So everyone listening, if this is the only time you listen to my show, this is that you will hear what goes on every single night, every week. We don't get paid. We don't want to get paid. We're here to help. Come out of the closet. Come out of the corner. And let's start talking. Let's start working with one another and helping each other. And helping one another.
We don't spend time, you know, asking for, you know, people to donate. We don't care about that. You know, it has absolutely nothing to do with what we do, you know. We talk, and that's it. You know, we will help anybody and everybody who needs it. But, you know, to charge for it, no.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, there's a couple things I kind of want to go over real quick. The other day, there was this big blow up. Not a blow up. Should we phrase that? Really wasn't a blow up. A friend asked what the original ribbon is for CRPS. Everybody says it's orange. There's three different ribbons for CRPS. There's the brown and yellow one that I have as my profile picture. There's an orange one. And then there's one, I believe it's orange, and it has, I can't remember what it has on, but it has another design with it. Those are the three for CRPS. The brown and yellow one, the orange one, I believe, was added here the last, I don't know, however many years ago it's been. But there's three ribbons, but honestly, the brown and yellow one is the one for CRPS. From what I understand, and it comes from a very, very reliable source that's been around the CRPS for over 30 years or 40 years. So it was a doctor, too, and they had their own website and everything else. So that's where I got the information from. They're no longer around. I guess they closed it down. But RSD Hope is who it was.
Right.
Yeah. And as far as CRPS awareness – Awareness Day. They're saying November 7th. It's November 2nd was the original one. From what I understand, again, from a reliable source, they're saying Color the World Orange is saying November 7th. Well, I don't even know who Color the World Orange is, but it sounds to me like they're making up their own little rules as they go along. But that's neither here nor there. I'm just trying to clarify this because I know I have people listening that were, you know, thinking that I'm insane because of what I said about the ribbons. You pull up the list of ribbons and you'll see. Color of the World Orange. I'm not against them. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against them. But I don't understand how they just pick a day when it's been November 2nd for the longest time. Right. My thing that I have on the wall from Florida from last year was November 2nd. So I think they just changed, somebody's changed the date or something. I don't know. I don't. Right, it's not worth arguing over.
Right, that's what I always had was November 2nd.
Yeah, yeah. But from what I understand, I mean, I could be wrong, but you know, everybody has something different to say about it. So, and that's fine. We're all entitled to our opinions and so forth and so on. Not making a big deal out of it. I just wanted to let everyone know because I know people are listening that was talking to me with me in that conversation the other day. And it's, you know, it doesn't matter if it's orange, pink, purple, black, white, yellow, green. It doesn't matter. Awareness is awareness. And that's what we need to be doing is awareness. And
exactly.
I mean, that's just how I feel about it. You know, because MS is orange too. So, I mean, you know, you got to kind of separate things a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, go with whatever. It's not really an issue. I just wanted to kind of bring it up. One of my random thoughts that I have. But we all need to really, really focus on helping ourselves cope with our disorders. There's many, many different ways of doing it. Pick which way works best for you. You might come up with your own method. I know people that have done that, and there's nothing wrong with that. Whatever you can do to help ease your pain, but I think all three of us agree that pain medication is not the best avenue. It's an avenue that we have to take pretty much, but it's not because we want to. I will tell you this, been on some somewhat heavy medications in the past, and I didn't feel well at all. Swell, all swollen up, and feet swollen and changing colors, and just felt bloated and lazy. But getting off of some of the medications, and Wayne's on it right now, and it does fine for him. But for me, it didn't. And a lot of people, it doesn't. Some people it works for, some people it doesn't, like all medications. But since I've been off of that, I have physically felt better. The pain
right.
has been a little bit worse at times than what it has been in the past. But my point is, you give a little and you get a little. You know, you got to give somewhere. To feel better in general, it was worth it to me. Not all people feel that way. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I mean, there's something that we have to do as individuals. We have to make that judgment call. Okay. Is this medication causing us more problems than good? And if it is, we need to find another way of helping ourselves. If that means switching medications, or what? I mean, that's what we need to be doing. We all need to be doing that. Am I right? I mean, do y'all feel different?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I mean, not everything works for the same person. You know? It's just right. like you said, you know, one thing that might work for me doesn't work for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, that's why I wish they could come up with something. And I'm hoping this more people try the bee venom therapy or the red light therapy. Brian, have you had a chance to look that other one up that I sent to you the other day? Because I haven't done it.
the new stimulator?
No, not the stimulator. No. Hold on. I'm trying to get to it. Some different type of treatment for CRPS. Was it not therapy?
Let me look back through the messages here.
What is floating? Floating, that's what it was.
No, you know what, Dan? I have totally forgotten about that. I'll put that in my notes here to look at that tomorrow. Okay. I don't have anything going on tomorrow, so I'll look it up then.
I'm going to do the same. I've got it right here. It's if anyone, well, we only got a few minutes left, so I doubt anybody call in. But it's something. What it says? What is floating? I've got the thing right here. I need to. Maybe I'll look over it this evening when I get off air. One of y'all, both of y'all, we'll all look at it and see what we can come up with, and maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow night. Are we still on for the? Anxiety and depression, or do y'all have something different y'all want to do tomorrow night?
I'm fine with, you know, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we got.
Okay. All right. Let's I just want to make sure.
Unless we got something else.
No, not really. Anxiety and depression is, you know, I think it's a big deal for people. And because it's something that we all go through.
yeah.
Pretty much everybody for that matter. And, you know, there's medications for it. There's different things. Again, the coping kind of comes underneath that category. I mean, we need to learn how to deal with all the issues that we have.
Right.
Mentally and physically.
Yeah. Right. And that's the truth. You know, you just got to be able to get through it. And, you know, but and it's like Wayne said at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
First thing that you have to do is admit there's a problem, you know.
Yeah.
And when I first got hurt and the very first time I seen a doctor, the doctor kept telling me, you know, you seem like you're depressed to me. Well, you know, I've never went through any kind of depression before I got hurt. So I kept saying, oh, no, I'm not. I feel the same. But it was one day when I went back to the doctor and he asked me a question about how I was feeling. And, you know, getting out and doing some of the stuff, it was that point that I realized, oh my God, yes, I do have a problem with this depression. And it all comes from getting injured. You know, so that is your biggest thing, is to admit you have a problem and we need to get some help with it, you know. And it's not saying that you have to go on drugs or, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that you can deal with it and cope with it and stuff like that.
Sure. Yeah, there is. You know, I just it's hard, and everyone needs to try to stay together and, you know, and help one another. Don't be so ruthless like people are sometimes. It's like, really? I mean, somebody needs help. Be there to help them. It's what it's about. It's, you know, I don't know. I just don't get people sometimes. I really don't. And it's like, I wish people would just be a little more tender towards people, a little bit more willing to help one another, instead of being so ruthless. It's a big, big problem in our country. Huh?
Click you in. Yeah.
On my board. Oh, the kit. Oh. Huh. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what'd you do? Come through the link? You come through the link?
Hello.
Oh, now you can't hear us.
Hello?
Wayne, are you there?
You're on air.
Hello, Dan.
Yeah, you're there.
Unmute me.
You're unmuted, brother. Now you're muted. Now you're unmuted. Can you hear me now? No, he still can't hear. Well, you're there, Wayne. Wow, this is unreal. He must have got in on the link.
Yeah.
That's good to see that.
Wayne?
Something not.
Can you hear us, Wayne? If you can, just say yes.
He don't hear us. He's in there.
He don't hear us. Yeah.
Nah. I cut his other one off, his phone. I cut it off, cut him out of that because I seen he was online. Now, I don't know. He can't hear us. Well, at least he got through. he's probably telling me a few choice words right now, but sorry, yeah, Wayne.
I imagine.
Sorry, Wayne, you're there. Just
hello.
Hello, hello, hello. You're there. Yeah. Wow. What a way to end the show, huh?
Yeah, right. Everybody probably thinks, man, these guys are a bunch of Looney Tunes. I'm not listening to them no more. Hey, but you know what they say? Laughter is the number one cure for everything.
Oh, it is, man. Hey, I like that headset, man. It sounds good. It sounds nice.
Does it? Good.
Yeah, would you go get one of them high dollar ones? I gotta go get me one out, do you?
No, actually, I just went to Walmart and found them. They were like $15 or something like that.
Really? Wow. See, I had the noise canceling one. I had two of them. Actually, I had this one that I'm on now. Then I have the one that's a USB plug-in. But when I plug the USB into the computer, I can hear it off the computer as well, and the speakers are off. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
This one has the noise canceling mic and all that other good stuff. But like I said, it was only $15. I think it was the only one that Walmart carried, to be honest with you.
Yeah. No, it sounds good. It sounds good. And that's what we need. Wayne's got a real nice one too. He comes in real loud and clear. I have to turn my volume down sometimes, but he's got booted. He ain't even going to try to come back on now. I wrote him and told him we could hear him, but he couldn't hear us. Yeah, I know he's getting perturbed with this stuff, but Blog Talk Radio said that there has to be a problem somewhere on his end because they see where the leak was sent. So I don't know. I don't know what kind of problem he has, but I do know that if you can't get on the link for some reason, refresh your browser. And because you have to do that a lot. You have to do it a lot too when you listen to the show sometimes. people say, I can't listen to it. And I'll go click on the link and it's playing just fine. So you have to refresh the browser and you have to keep things cleared out. You know, keep your computer fairly clean.
Right.
Oh, you switched. Yeah. Okay. He went back to Google Chrome because Firefox was blocking it. Okay, cool. He found out.
That's what it was. I don't like Firefox that well.
You know, that's what I use. I've had some problems with it in the past, but I really like it, honestly. It works.
Yes.
To me, it works a lot better. What do you use, Google Chrome?
Yeah, see, I used to use Firefox, and then I was having some problems one day, and I just happened to switch over to Google Chrome, and I have never left it since, and that's been about 2 years ago.
Really? I might have to switch back over to it. I didn't use it very long, just for a few minutes. I mean, a few days. But Firefox, I don't know. You got to get things set just right for it to work right. It will kick you out. Sometimes it'll say Firefox not responding. I'm like, what do you mean it's not responding? I'm pulling 100 megabytes or whatever download and upload to my computer. So I got high powered internet plugged right into the computer, you know?
Right.
So I shouldn't have any problems. And sometimes I think it is Firefox. I know I had problems with it in the past, but
yeah, like I said, I used to use Firefox all the time. And then, I just, one day I was having those problems and I switched over and I ain't been back to it since.
So that's something like that. That's like what I did. I was on Chrome and then I went back to Firefox and I'm still here, but, I know the show works best with Firefox or Google Chrome. That's what they recommend it use. So Anybody listening, one of those two things would be the ones that you would want to use because they work the best, they say. So either or. So, but we are winding down. We don't really have much to go on except be on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, Anxiety and Depression. Everyone listening, if anybody listening wants to do a show on a certain disorder, as long as it's chronic pain disorder, or to do a chronic pain, we can do it one night every week. I would want to get back to the MS on Thursday night. So really I'm looking for someone with MS. I can't even talk. Someone with MS to do the shows with us on Thursday night. But you know, Lauren, whatever you go by now, she'll be mad at me. She's going to get mad at me for talking like that. Let me know what is going on with the Lyme community. Like I said, I've added some friends today on Facebook, Lymies, to work them with them as well as anyone else that we can help. So I want to end this one, brother. And my headache's finally going away. So that's nice to know. Finally, I've had this thing all day, man. All day. And I'm like, now you got to be careful and can't move too fast and, you know, can't do too much because it'll come back. And it's time to sit back and watch some football. I don't know. The 49ers are playing tonight. I'm not supporting them. That goofball quarterback they got. I don't know what he thinks he is, but I ain't watching him. Forget about it. All right, brother. I will talk to you tomorrow night. Work on that logo. Use the one that I got now. You should be able to find it. Okay. I don't know if you can get to it or not. If you can, I'll send it to you. And just put the name right up the left side of the picture where there's people can read it. If you put it on the right side, I don't think people are going to be able to see it because it's going to cover up some of the other words and stuff. But go right up the left side. I think that would work. You want to try it and see. You try different ways and try it different ways and see what looks the best. And we'll do that. Okey-dokey. Since we joined up, it's only fair to do. And I meant to do it to tell you that the other day, and I forgot. So,
all right, yeah, not a problem.
All right, brother, I'll talk to you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
All right, take care.
All right, good night, everyone.
Good night.